The Haines DMV office is set to reopen in August, which will take some burden off of Skagway's DMV services. And about 20 Haines children will take the stage this weekend with the play Noodle Rat Rotten Hat. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. In August, Haines residents will again be able to take their driving tests and renew their car registrations in person locally. The Haines Department of Motor Vehicles office is scheduled to reopen August 3rd after an about three-month closure. The office closed in May when the only employee retired. State DMV Director Amy Erickson says a new employee has been hired and is training in Juneau next week. While the Haines office was closed, residents who needed to visit a DMV for in-person services had to travel to Juneau or Skagway.
Yeah, we're definitely taking in a lot more DMV business with the Haines DMV being closed.
That's Tammy Chimay, a Skagway police dispatcher who also serves as a DMV agent. Her coworker, Cheryl Gladden, who handles most DMV needs, says the number of DMV customers has doubled from the usual amount this time of year.
We stayed busy clear through June, and up until last week, it was just crazy busy.
Gladden says Haines tour company bus drivers came to Skagway for road tests during the past few months. In her 14 years as a police clerk tasked with DMV duties, Gladden says she doesn't know of any other instance where the Haines office was closed for this length of time. The Skagway employees say there's much DMV business that can be completed online, such as vehicle registration renewal and, in some cases, driver's license renewals. Southeast Alaska community leaders hope to restore or change some parts of the proposed ferry schedule for this fall, winter, and spring. That's the word from most of those testifying this morning during a teleconferenced Alaska Marine Highway System public hearing. The draft ferry schedule reflects budget cuts by the legislature and Governor Bill Walker. It proposes tying up the ferry Taku, which has been docked since July 1st, for the entire year. Its replacement will sail half as often to and from Prince Rupert, British Columbia's northernmost port. Assistant Ketchikan Borough Manager Deanna Garrison says that will hurt regional fisheries.
Specifically, losing the Taku is problematic for Ketchikan's fish processors. It's faster for processors to place their product on the ferry to Prince Rupert and truck seafood to the lower 48.
The schedule released last month also lays up the fast ferries Chenega and Fairweather beginning in the early fall. Five small communities will have no service for a month in the winter, and larger cities will see reduced sailings. Sitka teacher and coach Jeremy Strong says the cuts will hurt teams traveling for out-of-town games.
If we're cut out completely through the spring into Juneau, where we can meet up with a lot of the other mainliners and stuff, then our seasons look a lot more bleak.
Others worry about fewer tourists, especially in towns where ferries bring independent travelers. Haynesboro Mayor Jan Hill says fewer and less reliable sailings have already hurt the community, where the mainland highway system connects with ferries.
Several caravans of motorhomes canceled their trips to Haines this summer, and some aren't going to make any reservations for next year. And so that's a huge hit to those businesses that those caravans support when they're in our communities.
Ferry officials say they're taking all suggestions seriously, but there just isn't enough money to meet most of the requests. Budget cuts to state troopers are taking place all over Alaska, but in small southeast communities, it's a double whammy. That's because community jails in towns such as Haines, Sitka, and Petersburg are also taking a hit. Joe Sykes in Petersburg explains.
Kelly Swihart, who's Petersburg's chief of police, is showing me a cell block made up of two rooms lodged at the back of the Petersburg police station. He takes me into one of the cells.
There's nobody in this cell.
The maximum stay here is 15 days at the moment. After that, an inmate will be transferred to a larger facility in Juneau or Ketchikan. The state troopers are responsible for the transportation of people from community jails. But there are no law enforcement troopers in Petersburg, and Swihart thinks the swingeing cut to the state troopers budget will make it difficult for them to move prisoners in good time.
The chain of command at Department of Corrections and Department of Public Safety are really going to have to get together and figure out how they're going to arrange those transports and, you know, get folks out of here.
And he says what makes it extra hard is the Department of Corrections has also slashed the budget for community jails. Petersburg state funding will be cut a further third this year, from $320,000 to $185,000. So Swihart put in a proposal which would limit the length of stay in Petersburg's jail to 9 days. That would make it even harder for the state troopers to get there on time.
Well, the cuts to the community jails has been a great concern of the Alaska State Troopers.
That's Colonel James Cockrell. He's the director of Alaska State Troopers. He says he's already seeing a backlash from police departments in small communities, as the troopers do not have the budget anymore to act as effectively in moving prisoners.
We are the face of state government, and we're the ones interacting with the local police departments, and we're the ones that's going to have to pick up the backload when they start reducing their services. We're starting to get an adversarial relationship with the small police departments.
And much of the issue here is about maintaining relationships. The Department of Corrections controls the budget for the jails, while the Department of Public Safety deals with the state troopers. Alaska state troopers are being told to cut a further $2.6 million this year. With both agencies making severe cuts, Cockrell says they will have to start to prioritize services.
There might be occasions where we're not going to have the manpower to make a transport.
And this is something that really concerns Kelly Swihart. But he thinks whatever happens, the community jails need to stay open.
The state needs to have a jail here. We need to have that type of facility here in Petersburg. Without that facility, we would have a negative impact on our quality of life, and it would negatively impact our public safety.
And for the time being, the jail here is safe. But Swihart says it may not be long before further cuts spell closing time for community jails across the state. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.
It's almost curtain time for the Haines Summer Youth Theater Conservatory. After spending about a month in rehearsals, the ensemble presents their production this weekend at the Chilcat Center. KHNS's Greta Mart dropped in on Wednesday's rehearsal to learn more.
Just one way that we can be stronger, safer, smarter, tough, and tall. Give me a hand!
Youth Theater Conservatory Assistant Director Daniela Size explains the show's name. Wait, what was it again?
Noodle Rat Rotten Hat, because the wolf has a speech impediment and he cannot say Little Red Riding Hood's name correctly, so he calls her Noodle Rat Rotten Hat.
A big bad wolf with a speech impediment? That's right, says Logan Borchick.
The role that I play is the wolf. I think the most challenging part was definitely learning the lines. So memorizing all the lines is because it's like random words that only sound like the real ones.
The hour-long musical was published in 2006 by the late stage star and teacher Gary Levine. The plot involves a collage of familiar fairy tale characters, but with some new twists. Director Stan Coleman said that while it's a comedy for kids, the story offers some meaningful life lessons anyone could use, like overcoming shyness. This is Coleman's second summer in Haines. Coleman and production manager Bill Winkley traveled again from Oregon to lead the summer conservatory. It's run by the nonprofit Lynn Canal Community Players. This year's show features 20 members aged 5 to 13. Kathy Pashigian is the conservatory's voice instructor. During the school year, she teaches second grade at Juneau's Auk Bay Elementary School. She's come to Haines to help with the Youth Theater Conservatory for the past several years.
That magic has happened, I can see, over the 3 weeks, and that's a short time for a show like this, that we've formed a really nice ensemble.
Size agreed that this year's cast is special.
The children are a joy. I love working with them. I think that's the best part, seeing their little faces every day. And just there's a lot of talent here, so that's been awesome.
Pashigian encouraged everyone in the area to attend the performance, which includes 20 musical numbers.
I've just enjoyed every single day that we've run the show. There's so many funny things in it, funny lines, and I think it's going to be very entertaining for both children and adults.
The two performances of Noodle Rat Rotten Hat are at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 24th and Saturday, July 25th at the Chilcat Center for the Arts. Tickets are $12 for adults and $7 for children. They can be purchased at the door or the Babbling Book. In Haines, I'm Greta Marth.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.